You won't understand Luther's theology without understanding Luther's life and how God was sovereignly working in the world at that time. Likewise, you can't fully appreciate Calvin's theology without understanding the circumstances in which he forged his beliefs. In the same way, every methodology has a story behind it. Many people look at the so-called megachurches and assume that those churches have always been big. They forget that every large church started off as a small church. And no church becomes large without struggling through years of problems, setbacks, and failures. To understand many of the methods in this book, you need to understand the context in which they were developed. Otherwise, you might be tempted to copy things we did without considering the context. Please do not do this. Instead, look beneath the methods to see the transferable principles in which they're based. I'll identify the principles, but first, you need to know a little of Saddleback's history. Very little of Saddleback's ministry was pre-planned. I didn't have any long-range strategy before I started the church. I simply knew God had called me to plant a new church built on the 5 New Testament purposes, and I had a bag of ideas I wanted to try out. Each innovation we've developed was just a response to the circumstance in which we found ourselves. I didn't plan them in advance. Most people think of vision as the ability to see the future. But in today's rapidly changing world, vision is also the ability to accurately assess current changes and take advantage of them. Vision is being alert to opportunities. Because Saddleback is a young church and I am the founding pastor, we've been able to experiment with far more ideas than the average church, mostly due to the fact that we didn't have decades of tradition to deal with. In the early years, we had nothing to lose, so we tried out all kinds of ideas. Some of our ideas were spectacular failures. And I wish I could claim that all of our successes happened just the way we planned them, but it would be untrue. I'm not that smart. Most of our successes have been the result of trial and error, and some of our discoveries were purely accidental.